Well, it's Saturday the 12th of October. On this second day of our holiday. And so this is part one of the travelogue for today down here in Northumberland at Haggerston Park at the moment. Mary's in the shower. We've just had a porridge and our flakes, etc. Tea and coffee. And then we're having a hot shower before we head off. Really happy with the caravan we've got again. It's an area known as Lakeside East that we've been in for many a year. Not the same caravan, but the same area over the years. And it's really nice. I mean, I'm standing here and I'm tripping over beech nuts. Can't remember the last time that I actually even saw beech nuts. And this area around the caravan is it's absolutely covered in them. It's beautiful. So there'll be squirrels scurrying up and down here, I guess. And we're backed up onto a big line of trees. And, well, Haggerston's beautiful anyway, but the bit beyond is really nice. So anyway, and there goes the horses, or the ponies. Everything happens here at Haggerston. It all kicks off very early in the morning. About 7, 8 o'clock, people start to get involved in all the activities and you're just trying to have a wee long lie, but we've been here with four kids, so we know what it's all about. And we'll be heading up to the pool. So anyway, the plans for today, really lazy day. We got back into the caravan just after 7:30 last night. We spent some time up at Spittal on the promenade and the amusement arcade, as we call them, the Puggies. Australians call them the Pokies, and in America and probably Canada, etc., they call them the slots. So we spent a wee while in there, just a bit of fun. We've always done that. It's a kind of tradition down here for when we come down to this area. So anyway, that's it. The start of the day for today. Feeling great, feeling revitalized already, and of course, no mundane tasks or mundane thoughts. Just enjoying a lazy holiday. Plans are today is to head. Where are we going today? Oh yeah, we're going to go down the coastal route south to Almouth. It's a beautiful little village. It's got a wee bit of history in the war, I believe. But anyway, we'll go down to Almouth, and then from there we'll head inland to Alnwick, and may go to Rothbury. I'm not quite sure. Rothbury sits on the River Coquette. What a tremendous name, isn't it, for a coquette? We may do that, or it may go from there up to Wooler, favourite haunt of ours, and from Wooler back to Berwick, by late afternoon. That's the plans. It's dry just now. I think it rained a wee bit during the night, but it's absolutely dry, and it's fine. It's fairly mild. It's good. I bet it's overcast. yesterday's weather was really lovely, although very, very cold, bite wind. There's more ponies and more ponies with wee totes on the guard, they can hardly hold on. Anyway, so this is nice. And believe me, you probably hear them. There is a rookery here. It doesn't bother us. We've slept below rookeries before. You just get used to it. In fact, I think it's a wonderful sound. So you can hear the buzzes building up in the caravan site. Everything's starting to really kick off. And I'm going to go in and get a hot shower. And I'll speak again soon during the day, hopefully. I'll try and record some ambient coastal sounds. In the meantime, enjoy the rookery. Well, it's now 2:45 on day two of our holiday travelogue down in Northumberland, and we've come all the way down through Belford, beautiful little place that was bypassed by the A1 and now is a quiet little village. And we've come down to Alnmouth on the coast, right on the coast. And Alnmouth sits, funnily enough, right at the mouth of the Arlon. That's the A-L-N, as in Alnwick, A-L-N-W-I-C-K. So, come down here, and it's a gorgeous wee historical village with the most amazing beaches, or beach. Gorgeous place to come and visit, even on a day like today, which is, we would call, dreich and dismal. Very overcast with that har sweeping in off the sea. You can probably hear the waves crashing in the distance. But there you go, there's so many people here still trying to get a wee break, and they're walking their kids and their dogs down onto the beach over the dunes. And there's actually two or three guys out there wind surfing. Not, yes, you know, those big kites, and they whisk along the top of the waves about 40 miles an hour. Well, they're doing that even on a day like today. So it's beautiful. Mind you, it's Saturday, I suppose. But anyway, so Alnmouth, gorgeous wee place, some beautiful buildings down here, and there's also an abbey. Is it Abbey St. Francis? Yes. So if you're ever down this area, come down and see. I'm in Geordieland, well-known place, and I'm thinking at the moment of people like Richard Hubbock, All One Word, Big Rick, and Sarah at Sayre, and possibly even at Dean Reed. So, I'm sure Dean, or was it Phil, Daylight Gambler, that is holidayed up here. I'm sure it's Dean. But anyway, it's a beautiful place. It's a gorgeous place to be. I suppose you could say on a lovely summer's day, it is a stunning place to be. And today, it's a wrap up really tight and cosy, and get your hood up and your gloves on, and go for a brisk walk along. We're not doing that because we're now heading off. We've had our tea, and we're heading off now back up inland to Alnwick, and then from there we'll go somewhere else. So, time to go. Well, it's 9 p.m. on day two of our holiday in Northumberland. End of the day. Quite a good day, actually. Although the last piece of this afternoon from Alnmouth, the weather wasn't particularly nice. But once we headed to Alnwick, it began to dry up a wee bit, and we spent a couple of hours in Alnwick, and then headed up out the country roads. Beautiful country lanes out of that area, and headed up north inland towards Wooler, and spent a wee bit in Wooler. It's a favourite haunt of ours. And from there we stopped, had a wee picnic, and then headed all the way up to Berwickbourne Tweed again for the 6 p.m. vigil mass in Berwick itself. So after that we came down and settled in the caravan. We've had our supper. And so overall, and the funny thing is, as I stand here looking just now, looking west, there's a half moon shining through the gaps in the heavy clouds. It's actually quite spooky. It's almost Halloweenish to see it. It's that spooky mood you get. But it's a lovely dry evening now. I don't even think they had the drizzle up here at all. Everything's bone dry since we left this morning. So, but it's been a good day, and we've dodged about everywhere. And tomorrow, we've got a full agenda for tomorrow, for Sunday, but I'll tell you all about that tomorrow morning. So settling in for the night now. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm not quite sure which one we'll watch. We'll toss a coin and see what we'll watch. But anyway, it's lovely here, and it's been a good day again. Day two of my travelogue in Northumberland. I'll say one thing here though, that I have no reception, very little reception, maybe enough for the odd tweet, but uploading photographs or any of my audio is no good, even though I now have the facility to do that. I can't get any connections to do that kind of thing. I'd have to go up to the club on the caravan park and patch into their Wi-Fi. And I've no intention of doing that. I just don't want to go near it. We're at the opposite end, at the quiet end, and I'm quite happy down here. And I can always wait till I get back home. So there you go. Going back in now to have a strawberry cream and a cup of tea. Speak again tomorrow. End of day three travel. No, day two. Correction. Wayne backs up. Day two's travelogue holiday in Northumberland.